Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Leslie Arnold, hosting ACATA, the Ancient Science of Sahaji. It is 6:30 p.m. on June 13th, 2015, 6:30 on the East Coast of the United States. I'd like to welcome everyone to the show this evening. It's a pleasure to have you here, and for those who have been listening, we're glad to have you back. Now, during the show, we talk about the basics of the teaching, and our special guest for each show is the leader of ACATA, and that is Sri Kadavji, the Mahaji, the 973rd Living Sarosha Master. Sri Kadavji, welcome to the show again, and how are you this evening?
I'm fine, Leslie, and how are you this evening?
I'm doing well. Thanks very much. I know that there's many people that follow the show and listen to the archives on a regular basis, but we do have quite a large audience who listen to the show for the first time. And in our introduction, that's written on the screen, we talk about soul or spirit travel, out-of-body experience, and I would like you to talk about, since that is an important aspect of the teaching, why that is important and how difficult or simple is it for people to do if they practice that?
Surely. And that's the actual part that is most important. As you say, when we use a short definition of the ancient science of Sahaji, so what we talk about there is the higher Sanskrit word Sahaji, which is the spirit travel, soul movement, the out-of-body projection, which is real important because this whole idea is this movement that soul experiences, the light and sound within us. When we know that we're the sound current, when we identify with that sound current, now the sound current needs to move to the liberation point. What we call the fifth region is the plane of Satnam, which is the point of self-realization when one is liberated from these lower regions that we often talk about in the beginning parts of the basic fundamentals. And those lower regions are the physical, astral, causal, mental plane, and on the top of the mental plane is the subconscious plane called the etheric plane, and that's the top of the mental plane. But to simplify it, that's the four lower regions that when people just don't, when they pass away from the physical plane, they just don't step off into the God worlds or heaven, as they call it. They don't go there, okay? It would be a nice idea, but it doesn't. They've oversimplified it in religion. So when ACATA, we call it the high path, it points the way to the middle road, this middle road within us, to get to that liberation point. And all the other teachings have lost that middle place, the middle path. Like Buddha called it the middle path, but then Buddhism is now a religion. So we're not a religion or metaphysical teaching, occult science, nor occult, anything of that nature, nor New Age. We're not a New Age teaching. What we do simply, as I've said, is to designate what soul is by explaining that the sound current that we hear within us is the soul, and then we have to identify with that. We have to hear it so you can put your attention upon it and ride it back, so to speak, moving back to this fifth plane we're talking about, which is the essence of man and soul on that region. And it's a very real place, but you were saying the question had, is it simple to do? Well, it's simple once you get to us, we explain it to you. It's very simple at that point. But having said that, it may take many, many lifetimes. Of course, we talk about karma and reincarnation. So the answer really is that we were trying to get the ready soul to that liberation point so they don't have to be reincarnated. So in other words, we're giving back control. Once we explain to people, they have the option to get control. Because if you're not on the in Akita, which we consider the only or the highest path. And then, see, we lose that 99% that are listening. And that's okay, because we're only appealing to the ready soul that it's not a riddle to. When we talk, that the only people that can really understand us, because I listen to some of the recordings sometimes, and it can get sound sort of monotone, like this same tone all the time, and it can be boring to the non-ready because their attention level isn't hearing the words. Okay, it's a riddle to them. They don't understand the simplicity of it because they're not supposed to. See, again, the irony is we have all the answers, we have all the information, but it can only appeal to that 1%. That means they have an attention level that's ready to hear it. See, that's what the ready soul means. Their attention level is focused so they can hear the riddle and then unwind the riddle. The puzzle is completely non-puzzle at that point because it's a matter of truth and it's a matter of a certain evolvement of a focus. In other words, there is good and bad karma, and people that come to the path have very good karma. Their karma is at a point that's very positive. They're willing to understand and comprehend the message of the living Sroshi Master at the time, okay? And meaning that really the answer to the question is, what you had mentioned earlier, is that we're attempting to get that ready soul back to the soul plane or the liberation point. Be liberated from the lower worlds and you have control again. And I'm saying attempting because even the ready souls get to the path and sometimes don't make it. You see what I mean? And that does that mean they were ready? Well, maybe not. See, that's not for me to say. I mean, I can't go around saying you're ready and you're ready and you're ready. That's up to the individual to decide. We don't press it. We present the teaching. We don't press. We present. Our presentation is a take it or leave it type thing. I mean, that sounds mean in a way, but it really is in the sense that we out of the 100%, we have to present it to everyone. And then that 1% steps forward and understands that they get the message. You see what I mean? Because like I said before, it's not a riddle to them. It's not a riddle to the ready soul. They can hear what we have to say. They can hear the simplicity cutting through all the complexity of the lower worlds. Because the lower worlds can be a very complex place. And it was not set up by the supreme deity that we call the Akshar, A-K-S-H-A-R. It wasn't set up to be complex, but there is a darker overlord that governs those lower regions, and it's his responsibility to keep souls in that domain because it's his rulership. The name of this overlord is Akal Naranjan, who dwells on the fourth plane. In the biblical scriptures presently, he is known as the He-God, the masculine gender, and that is that overlord, Kal Naranjan. So in one sense of the word, I know the religionists don't like to hear it, but they're really worshiping the negative force. And that's just the way it is because it's unknown to them. They're not aware of the fact that they are. If they were aware of the fact that they were, they would get involved with Akita. But it's not supposed to be that way. It's not that simple or cut and dried. No one ever said it was simple. At the same time, when the ready soul hears the message, then they'll step onto the path. That's our responsibility to teach this path and to give a simple technique called contemplation. I know this is near and dear to your heart, Leslie. So please take us through a contemplation, maybe explain a little bit of it when you can. If you'll do that, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, I would like to do that. And as you all know who have been listening before and have talked to me in the past and has been part of the teaching, this is very important, a very important aspect of the teaching, do the contemplation, because this is what really facilitates one's spiritual unfoldment. So if you're truly interested in propelling your spiritual unfoldment and reaching the goals of self-realization, God-realization, and spiritual mastery, contemplation is the one thing that really needs to be performed on a daily basis, wherein it solidifies or connection spirit, which we also call Srosha. So what happens in a contemplation is where it looks, when a person is contemplating, it looks as if they're meditating, because we can sit tailor fashion as in meditation. We can sit with our feet flat on the floor. The main important aspect is to be in a quiet place. So we want to be somewhere where it's as quiet as possible with no extraneous noise. Use earplugs if you have them and need to do that. And then what we do is close our eyes and take a few deep breaths to begin the contemplation. So we take the deep breaths to relax, and then we put our attention on what's called the third eye, or the Tisratil. And this is one of the higher chakras. So we gently put our attention there. We don't have to force anything. And we can begin to chant the word HU, which is another name for God, and is actually, each of the planes have their own, what are called the unspoken word, not the unspoken words, but words for each plane. And here is the word for the 10th plane, where one achieves spiritual mastery. So it just sounds like it's spelled, you. And you can do that as long as you like to do it, as long as you're comfortable with chanting it. But what the hue does is it's so powerful and of such a positive vibration that it will completely obliterate any kind of negative vibrations in the area, whether that's on the inner or the outer. And so it's very, very important to use that word. And of course, once you're on the path, you also get your own mantras with the initiations you receive when you're on the path. But the contemplation takes about 30 minutes. So you can chant here for a few minutes. You can chant it for longer if you like. But after you stop chanting, you want to be quiet and keep your attention on the Tisratil, on the third eye. And there's many different types of experiences that you can have. Once you close your eyes, you're immediately out of the body. And sometimes it's a very vivid experience. We're actually standing outside of your body, or you're having an experience on another plane. Or you might be in a satsang class of Akata with one of the masters. You might be hearing the sound current, which is one aspect of the Srosha, because it's seen as light and it's heard as sound. Or you, and also I just wanted to mention that the sound current is a very high-pitched electrical sound. So you might have been hearing this all your life, but it comes in much stronger during the contemplation. So it's important to tune into that, because it focuses you even more upon spirit and upon your goals of achieving spiritual mastery. So, and also you might see a light, like a white light, which is a light of the higher planes, or you might see a blue light, which is actually the inner light of the master, the Mahaji, Sri Kanavji. And he is there as a guide. He doesn't interfere with anything, but you can always call on Sri Kanavji if you need him in any situation or just for guidance. Sri Kanavji, did you want to continue on? Is there anything that you'd like to add about the contemplation? Did I mention that
thank
we
you
need
for
to do
that.
It for 30 minutes? Yes.
Yes, thank you for that explanation. That was extremely well done. I wanted to just add in, to say that the hue of itself is just the vibration and sound of everything around one. It's like the two letters of the word hum, like the humming sound of things. But you'll find if you use the word hum, you have to have a pursing of the lips, so that means there's a physical life there. In other words, for instance, the Hindu word om, the Eastern word om mantra, also predilects the fact that you have to have a physical body to purse lips. So that's why the word hue is of the spirit essence, without a physical embodiment. So you can see that it's a higher aspect. And then they would say, what's the form of spirit? It's sort of like a sheet of light with eyes, and it has the two senses of being able to hear and see. So that's a perpetual essence. That's a beautiful aspect, that we have the twin senses eternally. We have sight and sound. We have light and sound. We always can see the light and hear the sound. And in the light, you can create any images that you want to do with that. That's why we have the physical plane with the light. They're formed in various images that we have. And that's why the lower worlds have these very concretized images that we cannot get rid of, so to speak, because there's a many, many lifetimes of karma. That's called the karma bundle. Now, when you come to the path of Ekankar as a member, and remember, membership is free. The books are free. We don't charge for seminars. So we're not taking anybody's money, because we consider spirituality shouldn't be sold to anyone. It should be freely given. So that kind of disarms us as being pitchmen. We're not out here to sell anybody anything. We're freely giving the road to heaven and pointing the way without any sort of strings attached, so to speak. So we're not selling anything. And I think there's a great beauty in that whole thing. And people come to the path and are very happy with that, because we have a pure motivation. See, and so go around, and I challenge people to go around and see if people do everything for free. They don't do it. All the regression therapies, it's all about money, cult, and nonsense like that. So that's enough said about that, because the beauty of what we present is pointing the way to the direct path to the three goals in Akacha, which are self-realization, God-realization, and Sarosha mastery. So those three goals are respectively on the fifth plane, as we've talked so much about tonight, the plane of liberation. Then the second goal is God realization that comes on the eighth plane. And then the Sarosha mastery, which is on the tenth plane. You mentioned that the hue comes from there, on higher planes still above there. And the tenth plane is the Anami Lok, which is a higher Sanskrit word for nameless region. And we use these higher Sanskrit words because they have a higher vibration than the English terms or any language other than higher Sanskrit. And the higher Sanskrit is that, I haven't used this in a while, Leslie, in terms of the child's gibberish, or it's other terms, or idioglossia or gallimantia, which is just the speaking in tongues that some of the religions do, but they do it in an emotional way. It doesn't have to be done that way, but I'll give a little demonstration. It's Aikaisin Toto. So it's not really supposed to make any sense, like in logic, because it's really the language of spirit coming through the human being. But it was also depicted in the Old Testament as a Tower of Babel or Babel. I've heard two different ways of pronunciation. But you can see when they talk about Babel, B-A-B-E-L, that it sounds like it's babbling. So you're making no sense. But in one sense of the word, it's a spirit song, because I'm always using an analogy that if a bird doesn't sing, it'll die. And then the irony on the other dynamic to that is the nightingale sings such a sweet song, and then it impales itself upon the thistle. And therefore, the symbol of the thistle is the symbol of spirit leaving the body, if anything. So that's kind of an interesting thing, because I wear a Scottish ring with a thistle on it, and it's really the plane, it's really the essence of death, if you will, but in death in life, but coming back in Sahaji. See, so Sahaji means that one doesn't die physically, but can travel at any time in spirit and return to the physical body. Now, we really respect the mind and the body, because these are aspects that we can have indefinitely. For instance, Leslie and I are raw vegan, not from the standpoint that's a mandate as a diet for this teaching. And quite the contrary, we say you can eat anything you want, you can be on this spiritual path, because diet has nothing to do with spiritual evolution. I know a lot of people would argue that, but it really doesn't. It doesn't. If you're not vegetarian like they teach in the East, that you couldn't be spiritual, that's a load of hogwash or nonsense, I should say. So going back to the fact of the basic fundamentals is for one to listen to that sound current. It's within each one. And if someone can't hear it now, they can go to a bedroom or a quiet place, as you were saying before, Leslie, or a salubrious environment like the Big Four. We talked about the ocean, the seashore, the forest, and the mountains. Go to some place. In Europe, they call it the jungle. In the Middle East, and whatever, the jungle would be the forest. So you can call it the jungle or the forest. But these are salubrious environments that people can go to and readily hear the sound current. Now, since we've been talking about that, and as you pointed out earlier, Leslie, people may have been listening to it their whole lives, but they were never taught what it was. I know they have some kind of medical condition called tinnitus, but that has nothing to do with the physical body. The sound current is what each individual is eternally as the one of the twin aspects of what we call the Srosha, S-R-A-O-S-H-A. I know some of these words are foreign and may be difficult to pronounce, but don't rush into practicing it right away to get it completely if you want to. But the whole idea is that if you look at the word S-R-A-O-S-H-A, you'll see it has two Sanskrit words in Higher Sanskrit. And Higher Sanskrit is the language called a sacred, which is Akita's sarcodotal or Akita's sacred language. And you'll see the Sra O Sha in the word Srosha. So you see the sound is the term Sra, and the light is the word Sha. Like years ago, the Sha of Iran was the light of Iran. So you have the Srosha, which is the essence or the derivation of the word spirit. See, this is important, and you can't go anywhere else. No other teachings explain this as well as Akita. I also want to mention, if somebody becomes a member, their karma ceases immediately, and they start working it off, and they lead a life of dharma. I wanted to get that in there before the end of the show. What's our time like there, dear Leslie?
We have about 7.5 minutes, and if I might interrupt for a second, I do want to mention that for those people who are interested in getting more information about Akita, we don't have any charge for anything. So it would be very helpful if you went to our website, akita.com, to download any of the free books, listen to any of the free audios. We also do have meetings in various areas, and there will be another meeting, an introduction to Akita, in Philadelphia on the second Tuesday of July. And we will announce that the venue for that, we're not sure if we're going to have the same venue as we did last month, but we will announce the venue probably by the next show or the show after if people are interested. So by all means, take a look at the website, listen to more of the archives for further information so that you can get some of your questions answered or find out more about the contemplation techniques and whatever part of the teaching that you might be interested in. Srikant, you've got about 6 minutes left.
Oh, yes. I was going on a discussion about the higher planes and the different goals about Akita. And you have self-realization, which is on the fifth plane, and that is obviously the realization of the self. That means that we can know about some of this information, and the knowingness does immediately start up or released within one when they step upon the path. Also, as I said before, the karma ends. So the membership is extremely important. Otherwise, we wouldn't be presenting this. There would be no impetus to do it. What would be the point, you know, if we're all spiritual? But that we want to get to the ready soul, which represents 1% of the population. There's about 75 million ready souls in the earth area. And that means that the ready soul is why we're teaching this path, is to talk to the Ready Soul, to teach them about becoming a member, to stop their karma, and to travel back to the liberation point, at least into the fifth plane. And that contemplation we were talking about is the vehicle for that, albeit it's not a mandate. We don't mandate anything. And the idea of membership is optional to anybody that wishes it. We're not twisting anybody's arms. We're not forcing people come and go on the path. In the last 25, 27 years that we've been public, people have come and go all the time. People stay with it for many, many years as well. The point is, because the lower worlds are a difficult realm, and Kalan Ranjan has a lot of difficult situations for people, and it's very interesting how the word itself is different cults, like difficult. It's a very interesting term in itself.
Mm-hmm.
So difficulty is an issue there in terms of, and that's why we are here to answer questions. I'm here to get inner guidance mainly. When people step onto the path and they're traveling in Sahaji, I'm there for support if somebody calls on me. They can call on my name, Kadafji, which is my spiritual sobriquet that I prefer, and then you can call on me or do the huge chant or whatever. And if anybody's having disturbing issues or they want to test an image, this is very important. We probably should present this very important part, is if anybody's having a difficulty or they see me or an image, make sure you do a huge chant to maintain that image as real. Like if you do a huge chant and I disappear, I turn into something that's negative, that's because the calendar ends and sometimes does this. We have recently had a few people step away because they had some issues with you on the inner, but it wasn't me. It was just Cal Naranjan putting up a mask or a facade. So the huge chant is very important to test inner experiences. So remember the HU, everybody on the call tonight, to use that as a protective element against negative forces. How are we doing now? Are we getting down closer?
Yes, we've got about 2.5 minutes.
Okay. Anyway, so I think we wanted to probably mention that Hugh is very protective, I think you had said earlier, it's a very powerful universal mantra that anybody can use for protection, either inwardly or outwardly. So it's a power shield, if you will. Not to say that I don't want to start that shielding business and all that. If anything, people should learn how to be more positive and outflow to people and not be so concerned about the negativity, albeit it exists, I realize that. But as I said before, once one does the daily contemplations and gets into that very calm experience, then they'll gain a lot of stamina to ward off the negative vibrations, because they do exist. We'd be foolish to say that it didn't exist, Leslie. Therefore, we give that option of contemplation. And the 30 minutes is very critical, because you'll see every 5 minutes is equal to 4 hours. We had a student the other day that mentioned that they were doing 20 minutes. I said, well, okay, but you have 8 hours there. You're at risk, you know. And she kind of went, oh, okay. So she realized the important science aspect of that 30 minutes minimally. You can do more if you want. That's just extra energy. And then your attention level gets better, too, and you can listen to the guru, the Vaiguru who I am. You can listen to me better that way and get the information when the attention level is increased by that daily activity. So the more that you go within, the more you see the higher planes, the more powerful you become in the lower worlds. Not to say to wield that power in a negative way, but you see, I can't control that or stop that, but I'll stop it inwardly if there is a lot of nonsense going on. I mean, we've had to let people go in negative situations. And also, I want to point out the taboo of marijuana is no marijuana on this path or illegal drugs. All right, so
yes, we're about 30 seconds away from ending the show, so I apologize for interrupting, but I do want to thank you for all your wisdom that you've imparted with us tonight. And I want to thank everyone who has been here for the show this evening. We will not be having a show next Saturday night, but we'll continue the week after. So feel free to to peruse or to listen to our archives. Excuse me, Srikata. Gee, I'm giving you 5 seconds. I'm sorry.
I am always with you. May the blessings be Baraka and Bashad.